So I be your name, Lord of Majesty, divine authority, hallowed be, hallowed be your name. Anointing fall on me, yes. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me, yes, Jesus. Anointing fall on me. Anointing, anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me, yes. Anointing fall on me, Lord. Anointing fall on us. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us. Anointing fall on us. Anointing fall on us. Oh yes, anointing fall on us. Yes, mighty God, let your anointing fall on me. Beloved, why don't you lift up your voice everywhere and anywhere this morning that you dial to this call from and say to the Lord, on this day as I appear in your presence, anoint me afresh. Let your mighty power rest upon me. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit saturate my life. Visit me anew. Visit me afresh. By the power of your Holy Spirit, in labiotus azia tanagosos eater, lenglostosi, la protogosuzia, mecrotosutua, mecotosia, zaprondege custososi, endege custosi apioto, legle custososi, ipronogoso, zepre de bosusi ato. Ella plenge gusto zozie, mekratu zoza, izo prendege gusto zozie, endege gusto zozie, apioto, legleke gusto zozie, endege gusto zozie, endege gusto zoza, zaprendega zoate, ella bria zozia, Father, locate me by the power of your anointing. Lord, I saturate my life. Let your unction, Holy Spirit, come upon my life. Illa bio otogo sezia. E suprede beke susia talebrede bego suate. Endra na bozo si ike custo sozie. Mekuata da bozo si ate. Illa betro sozia keta aya. Legeke custo sozia. Meklo sozia. Bondogo sozie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Beloved, the word of the Lord help us to see the impact of the anointing of the living God. And the anointing is where the anointed one is present. And Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our Messiah, is the anointed one. We saw in the course of last week on this prayer line, we went into detail about the anointing. But 1 John 2:27, it said, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not anyone, any man to teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. This word of the Lord help us to see that the anointing is the unction of God inside of man. The anointing, beloved, is God who resided in us by his Holy Spirit. It didn't come inside of you and I just to watch us do things without his involvement. The anointing which you have received of him abided in you. The anointing is the unction of God. 1 John 2:20, the word of the Lord. Says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. So we see the anointing this morning for us in this church and in the body of Christ at large as our teacher. We have the anointing of God which is the divine endowment of the Holy Spirit inside of every man. The anointing manifesting as the unction of God that gives a divine knowing of the truth that you and I possibly would not have been able to figure out by ourselves. I love God's word. That's why Ephesians 3:20 the word of the Lord also tells us that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, over and above what we ever think or imagined, by the power of a spirit that is at work in us. Is able to do. Living Bible says, now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us. So the anointing is the power of God within every believer. The power that works in us. And this power is able to do, is a doing power, is a doing arm of God. Is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hope. Is a doing arm of God that is capable of exceeding whatever we ask whatever our dream is able to surpass them. It will perform over and above our highest prayers, our desires, our thoughts, and our hope. So the Holy Spirit can reach into the deepest area and exceed what we think or what we imagine. And that is the power that worketh in us. So 1 John 2:20 says, is the unction of God inside of man. We have the unction from the Holy One. And it teaches us all things. Beloved, so you are not on your own anymore because you have been endowed with grace of God that is able to make known what we do not have a capacity to have known. I have a singular assignment both for us as a church, as the body of Christ, as a nation this morning. The assignment that God gave me on this altar is very straightforward. And it is the engaging the power of the Holy Spirit, the unction of God, the endowment of the Most High God, that will cause in Zion today, everything that we need to know shall be made known. And it is the same Holy Spirit that not only will work for us as the one that performed the doing arm of God, the Holy Spirit is the endowed power of God. Inside of us, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. is the abiding presence of God inside of every believer. Beloved, Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. The word of the Lord talks about the presence of the Holy Spirit and the working of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse number 26. In the same way, the Spirit, also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us. With groanings too deep for words. 27. He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So we have our great high priest, dwelling in us by a Spirit. Every high priest will present, go before the Father God and present every case of the people before God. The Spirit of the living God in the same manner this morning is going to pray to us beyond what we know of, beyond what we, our mental capacity can comprehend. That is why the word of the Lord will say, I like the rendering in Message Bible and Amplified. Amplified said, in the same way the Spirit, that, don't forget, that is the third person of the Godhead. That is the endowed power of God inside of every believer. And that is the power that worketh in us, performing the works and the word of the Lord in a manner that is over and above what we ask for. But the point is, we have to ask. So Romans 8:26 says, is the one that enables us to express our asking unto God far above our human limitation. In the same way the Spirit comes to us and helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it as we should. But the Spirit Himself knows our need and at the right time intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes before God on behalf of God's people in accordance to the will of God. Message Bible says, meanwhile, the moment we get tired of in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. It does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. What are your pregnant conditions? Every pregnant person, beloved, has a time frame where you have that pregnancy, you enjoy carrying it. But at the time of delivery, you do not want to continue carrying those pregnancy. It is just that time that the baby has got to be delivered. And when you go into the labor room, that is when you are pushing to get the baby out. Because the midwife can tell you, the baby just push with the pain. But beloved, the Holy Spirit recognizes what is to be delivered, what is to be made manifested in our lives at a particular time. There is something that has to be done in the church today. And the Spirit of the Lord is aware of what God has intended to do in the church. The word of the Lord said in Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. So the Holy Spirit manifested here as our helper in the place of prayer, as our strengthener in the place of prayer. The Holy Spirit is made manifest in Romans 8:26. As the one who is the all-knowing, is the one that nothing about our life is hidden from, is the all-knowing power of God that enables us to pray according to the will of God. So the minute detail of life is known. That's why when we finished the deliverance program yesterday, I took some time and just about a few minutes or so, and just wanted to meditate on, you know, on the mercy of God that He has extended to us. And the Lord begins to download certain information to me. And I was asking God, but who is this? And God was giving me the names. And I think yesterday evening, I told the people that we were having fellowship, rehearsing the week. And I said, I know who it was. But I said, do you know anybody by this name? You know, one of the people, which is the right person, said, yes, I know this fellow. But there is an assignment that the Spirit of the Lord is going to do, which is very important and is going to happen very, very quickly, and it cannot be delayed. The Spirit of the Lord is going to unseal everything that seems to be concealed, that is hidden. And it is the righteous that God wants to know about those things that we need to know. The church is the place where everything is going to be made manifest. Jeremiah chapter number 33, verse 3 said, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know of. One of the reasons why we pray is to know what we do not know. Certain people don't like to know what they don't know because they cannot cope with it, they cannot deal with it. It said, ask me and I will tell you some remarkable secrets about what is going to happen. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you, and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. There are things that we do not know that God is uncovering in the church. Because wherever the word of the Lord is, God's word has everything transparent. If we really have God's word in the church, we must expect that nothing is hidden before the word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter number 4 verse 16. Sorry, Hebrews chapter number 4 verse 13. The word of the Lord says, and not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but whose sight? The sight of the word of God. The word of God is supposed to reveal to man what is inside of man. Who man really is, or rather the mysteries of God concerning the believer, concerning any individual, unravel the mysteries of Christ, reveal Christ to man. And when Christ is being revealed, you also will see yourself. Job said, with the hearing of the ear, I have heard you. Now my eye sees you. With the hearing of the ear, I have heard you. But now I see you. With the hearing of the ear, I have heard you. But now my eyes see you. In the same manner that our spiritual hearing has to be functional, so also our spiritual insight is very much important. I have heard you by the hearing of the ear, and now my eye sees you. Therefore, I retract and I repent in dust and ashes. Repentance is impossible without man having a hearing. Hear the word of God in their spirit man and take hold of the word of God. Romans 10:17, consequently faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So the word will reveal Christ to you. The word will also reveal yourself to you and your need for Christ. And that is what you and I have come into, that we said yes to Jesus. Because we saw Christ, we saw the price that he paid for us, and we also saw our need for him. Nicodemus came to Jesus. He said, no man can do all these things that you are doing except they are from the Father. And Jesus said to him, yes, you have spoken right. And he said, unless a man is born again, he cannot enter. He cannot see the kingdom of God. And he was a teacher of the law, has been around, has taught men. He taught the letters, but he himself was yet to have an encounter with the Lord. Why? Because it goes beyond the physical flaps behind our head that help us to hear. It takes the Holy Spirit to unravel the mysteries of the word unto man, and that will cause man to see Christ. And when we behold Christ, then we can see ourselves and know that there is more to God. I love, I had a meeting last night, and I thank God for the individual. Beloved, I just gave him an assignment. I said, after leading him to the Lord a few days ago, I think it was on Monday or so, And I said to him, I need you to now begin to study the word of the Lord. And I said, I want you to start from the book of Matthew. And he said, I've done a number of chapters. I've been doing one chapter a day. And I said, let us go through what you've done. And we went through four chapters of the Bible in about maybe 40 or 50 minutes. And I will listen to what he saw in all of those scriptures. And I said, how does this scripture apply to your situation? How are you going to deal? How did you see the relevance of the word to your life? And how would you act on that word? And as I begin to, you know, share God's word with him, there is one thing I noticed. He keeps saying that he wished he saw the sweetness of the word, the relevance of God's word to him, his ability to build his own home based on the principle of the word of God. All he said that I want to be able to do this with my wife. I want to be able to do this with my wife. That, you know, the word came alive to him. It becomes a gem. The Lord was unraveling secrets and mysteries behind the book. Because the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So the Spirit is the unraveler of the truth of God's word that is required for every man in order to live according to the divine principle of the law. So, beloved, the anointing, which is the unction of God, the endowment of God, the power of God that is within us, the doing ability of God, the abiding presence of God inside of you and I, is such a teacher that will tell us what we do not know, but that we need to know. And the essence of prayer is to ignite the grace of God as we commune with God, as the Holy Spirit helps us to speak to God, that He also enables us to have a divine knowing of God's word. Proverbs chapter number 28, verse 5. Evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Evil doers, wicked men, they have no knowledge of God's word. They don't have the ability within themselves to do what is right. They don't even grasp it, beloved. But those who are seekers of the Most High God, the Holy Spirit is the one that turns the light on and gives us illumination and help us to see the word of God. When you are dealing with any personality, if they show interest in the word of God, they are just, it doesn't matter how terrible their situation is. I'm not talking about those who want magic and who are not interested in the word of the Lord. If they are interested in God's word, their issue is just very close to solving. Because the power to deal with the issue is what, beloved, is embedded in the word of God. So the word of the Lord said to you and I, if you are a seeker of God, the Holy Spirit, that Romans 8 says, our intercessor, it will bypass our human weaknesses and enable us to pray the will of God and help us to be able to pick the right information required. God will enable everything to become plain. Hebrews 4:13, he said, there is absolutely no creation that is hidden from the Lord. Whether you wear a mask, your mask, beloved, is not hidden from God. He sees behind the mask. Because we are going to command as a church gather today, as we gather in the presence of the Lord, as family. family of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we gather in the presence of the Holy God, and we are commanding under the word of God, let every hidden thing be revealed. For in the mouth of the Lord, everything shall be made known. The disciples of Jesus, they asked him, why are you speaking to others as parables? He said, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Beloved, because as a child of God, you and I are not permitted to be ignorant. The spirit that we have is not the spirit of the world, it's the spirit of Christ. And if Christ dwells in you, therefore is the revealer Christ, by his spirit will reveal all things to us. And this is the Holy Spirit who is our teacher, that will teach us all things and will remind us of everything that has been said concerning us. 1 John chapter number 14, verse number 26. It's important, our time of praying, we are only praying three prayers this morning. Three prayers, both for the nation, both for the church, and both for the body of Christ and for our children, because these three prayers cut across the spectrum. It cuts across everything that we have to present before God. Because I see personalities who have operated like man under the cover. They have, I don't know what they call them. Those guys, they are like when the robbers go to places and they cover their head, and all that you can see is their eyes. I see them coming out of their shell, whether they are bomb blasters, whether they are demonic personalities, beloved, men that have hidden under a covering or something, that they know that nobody sees them, but God is uncovering their secrets, and they are the personalities that will be coming and saying, I was part of those who did what was done. They will be coming clean. The Holy Spirit is going to help us to pray. And beloved, starting with us, maybe there are things in you that you need to stand up to and come clean from that yoke. The word of the Lord said, no longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts men of righteousness and of love and of judgment. And that is why you and I can say to the Lord, so such men that has hidden themselves under various type of secrets, they will come to know the Lord, because it will be impossible for them to stay undercover, to stay under the demonic covering, to stay and deceive themselves. And beloved, I want you to say, God, start with me. Start this walk with me, Lord. Matthew chapter number 10. Matthew 10 verse 26. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Don't you be afraid. Any personality that you have to stand before and tell about Christ, say, don't you fear them. He said, what I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light. But and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim it on the housetops. When you know that you know, you will not be fearful. You will say it anyway, because that is what the Holy Spirit has spoken to you about. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatsoever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. So secrets are meant to be made known. They are not meant to dwell in the hidden place of the heart of any man, hiding away, and the truth is not known. He said they were meant to be known. They are God's divine secrets. They were meant to be exposed. They were not meant to be hidden. Jeremiah chapter number 11. The word of the Lord in verse number 16. Jeremiah 11:16. The Lord called thy name a green olive tree. Actually, let's read from 15 for completeness. It said, what business do the ones I love are figuring out how to get off the hook and right in the house of worship? Do you think making promises and devising pious programs will save you from doom? Do you think you can get out of this by becoming more religious? A mighty oak tree, majestic and glorious, that's how I once described you, but it will only take a clap of thunder and a bolt of lightning to leave you a shattered wreck. Why? Verse number 17. I, God of the angel armies, that is the Lord of hosts, who planted you, yet I have pronounced doom on you. Why? He said, because of the disastrous life you've lived. Israel and Judah are like guarding me to anger with your continuous worship and offerings to that sorry God, Baal. They have sold their souls away, but yet they were still appearing in Zion. They thought that God, who created the eyes of thirsty, and God told me what was going on, he told his prophet. That's how I knew you. God opened my eyes to their evil scheming. God opened the eyes of Peter. He said, look at what they were doing, Ananias and the Sapphiras. He said, I had no idea what was going on. Naive as a lamb being led to slaughter. I didn't know they had it in for me. I didn't know of their behind the scene plot. Let's get rid of the preacher. They want to waste the life of Jeremiah. But beloved Jeremiah, God showed it to him. So if you are ignorant, if you don't engage the power of the Holy Spirit to unravel the plotting of the devil, and he catches you unaware, it is not God's fault. Because it desires that we know. It doesn't matter whether we are pastors, apostles, bishops. God said he's a revealer of the secret, and that is what the Holy Spirit does. It will tell you all truth. It will tell us what we do not know. They were planning and plotting against Jeremiah to rid him out of his position as a preacher. They want to stop him from fulfilling destiny. They said, let's get rid of him for good. That is, they want to kill him. He won't be remembered for long, they said. And God spoiled their plan. He exposed the hidden motives in the heart of man. And then I said, God of the angel armies, you are a fear judge. You examine and cross-examine human action and motives. I want to see these people shown up and put down I'm an open book before you. Clear my name. Beloved soul, there were hidden things. God said, that said a signal to God who spoke up. Here's what I do to the men of Anathoth who are trying to murder you. The men who say, don't preach to us in God's name or we'll kill you. Yes, it's the God of angels I'm speaking. It is the God of the angels I'm speaking. Indeed, I call them to account. Their young people will die in battle. Their children will die of starvation. And there will be no one left at all. None. I am visiting the men of Anathoth with doom. Doomsday. God said I will judge them. But if Jeremiah had been ignorant of their plotting, they would have wasted him for nothing. He would have just died. Even though he carried a destiny. Even though he carried a promise. God said you will go to all that I send you. But he maintained his communion with God. And the revealer who is the Holy Spirit. God said, I put my word in your mouth. So his speaking was not about him. It was what God placed in his mouth. Why don't you join me this morning as we go before God? You are saying to the Lord, as I appear in your presence by your word, let every secret of my heart be made known. Let Christ be revealed to me and reveal to me areas of changes that I need to make. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a piazza of the Lord, Bruce the Art. He get quasi as a pion, then get custosocie. Mento gosicato, ente get custosia. Illa proto, ente get custoto. He get quaso, ente get custote. He get custoso, ente get custota. Lord, reveal Christ unto me, reveal me to me. As I appear in Zion, Lord, by your word, let my life be transparent before you. Ula bia komoso, isoprina kuasa, indege kusto sosiate, ella bioto, negle kusto zosa, leprina kusto sosiate, ike kustoso, indega kusto zondege kosiate, illa brasu kita aya. In the gekusoto, illa magusto siate, nikakuaza, illa biotogo siate. Lord, let Christ be revealed as we come in your presence today. Let the thought, the action, the motive of every heart be transparent before you. Li abiondogo siita, mekutogo golibuso ote, iso proto, in the gekusoto siate. Mende ke kusoto ila magrosa ike kuasa zasiate izo pronte ke kusoto iza potuata na gaza ila mengroso ziito ente ke kusote iza pionte ke suate ila magrosa ike kuasa na baza ila biondo ke kusote ente ke kusuate. Iso pruna bagazo ziate, ila megrosi katuate, ila bakustos of ziate. Oh God, my Father, as we appear in Zion, in Prevailers Church Network, in the churches across the earth, let Christ be revealed, let Christ be revealed, let the action, the motives, let the heart of every man be revealed by the word of the living God. Let all things be made plain before you. Lord, as we come up into your presence, it's a pionde ga kusosiate, ila biatua, tatande ga kalubruso ote, le etroso, negla kustososiate, enge ga kusotia, iso proto, ende ga kusotia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, say to the Lord, stand with me, Let Christ be revealed to me anew and afresh. Let my spirit soul be revived, be renewed in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Uncover every covering that I've used to cover my motives, my actions, and my desires and my passions. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring me to divine alignment with your word in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, unravel to me. Christ, make known the secrets of the kingdom of God to me. Make known the secrets of my own heart, my plan, the secret behind every plan, every passion, every motive and every action. Father, let it be unraveled in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia, Akuata Nagazo, Nekla Kustos of the Atro, Negekuto, Lepia Donica Kuaza, Zeprendo, Zikekuata Labozo, Mendra Nagazo, Isoprodo Kustos of the Eta, Ila Bentog, Legekustos of the Atro. Soprotua, Zapiato, Endaga Custososia, Istondega Kesuate, Ilabotronica Custososie, Indelebesiato, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice everywhere as the churches around the world gather together today, including Prevailers Church Network. Beloved, on the mountain of the Lord, everything shall be revealed. We saw that the word of God in Hebrews 4:13 is an unraveling of every secret, whether it is motive actions, whether it is passion in anything, whatever is the reason, is made known. It said all creations are manifest by the word. That is how the word is relevant to everyone that hears it, because it is specific to dealing with the issues of the heart, issues of life. That is why it says Zion shall be built upon the highest of the mountain and all the nations shall flow to it. They didn't come to come and watch our performance. They came to come and meet with God. And when they came into the presence of God, wherever the word of the king is, there is power. There is power of God present to unravel everything within the heart of men that God needs to make known, that men needs to put their hands up and say, I needed this Jesus. That is where transformation will take place. He said, as we behold him, we will become like him. They look unto him, their faces were radiant, they were not put to shame. And the word of the Lord speaks about the revealer of all truth, and that is the Holy Spirit. That is the anointing that teaches all things. So as the word is being taught, that God will engage the mouth of the speaker and the teacher of the word to teach God's word. And as we teach the word of the living God, that the Spirit of the Lord will begin to reveal Christ to everyone present and begin to reveal everyone present to themselves, introduce them to themselves, so that they can see their need for Christ and lift their hands up and say, yes, I needed Jesus. Make la kika kuasa ziate, In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So there was a plot. Jeremiah's life was at risk. Men were planning behind the closed door on how to rid him of life, how to stop him from fulfilling destiny, how to waste his life, how to ensure to murder him. But God exposed their secrets. They are the spiritual arm robbers manifesting through human agents. And I see human agents who have a demonic plan, not just to steal, but to kill and to destroy. And I saw the personalities that are going to come out and say, I was part of that demonic gang up, but now I want to come clean. But before they come clean, God must begin to uncover their covering and make it impossible for them to hide behind the hood. That is when the arm robbers or whatever they go, they don't go with their eyes open, with their head uncovered. They eat their identity. And beloved, I said there are three prayers that I'm going to pray on this altar this morning. This is the top prayer. In our nation and in our land, there are personalities, even against individual lives, that have engaged in atrocities and in wickedness, and they are the reason for the trouble. They were the ones that Joshua number 7 was talking about. I call them the troublers of Israel. Achan was a troubler of Israel. He was the one who was the reason for the trouble of his own family member. God gave Joshua a promise in chapter 1 of Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. God did not mix his words. What God said to him, if he said, as I was with Moses, you know Moses was winning all the time. He was a living wonder. He was a God of his Pharaoh. He was achieving, he was accomplishing according to what God has spoken to him. Actually, Moses built the Ark of Covenant. God did that work through him. Moses saw the people. He saw the Red Sea parted. Moses saw the enemies of God wasted. Moses saw the people enjoying the sovereign blessing of God, provision of God. Men were eating angels' food. Moses saw that much. Water came from the rock. Possible things were happening in impossible, unlikely events. The supernatural was taking place. He saw God's people did not leave their Egypt until they had what was sealed to them. God walked with Moses. God promised this man, Joshua, he said, every land that your feet step into, I will give it as a possession for you. Raise him as a leader. When God speaks, it or removed from it. He said, every place. He was the creator of the universe. He said, wherever the source of your fish has stepped into, I will give it to you. Beloved, you never see a Joshua doubted. Joshua knew a promise was given to their fathers. He told them, go, I will give you the land of Canaan. This land is flowing with milk and honey. And he said, I give it unto you. Joshua was one of the people that went to go and spy the land. And he saw it according to what God has said to him. So Joshua cannot be a doubter. So when God said, I walk with Moses, I'm not going to walk with him, he believed. He talked about the scope and the bridges and the boundaries of what God is given to him and to his people. He said, if you have not to step onto the place, you possibly wouldn't have it. But wherever the sole of your foot shall tread, that is what I have given you. So God said, I will make my promise good unto you. And he begins to talk about the length and the breadth of it. And the Lord said, no man will be able to make you fail. No man will be able to withstand you. No man will be able to stand against you. You will never lose a battle. The covenant of victorious shout, the covenant of victory, the covenant of winning in life, in his area of assignment was given him. It was not promised by man that does not have what it takes. It's promised by God, the creator of the universe. No man will be able to stand before you to oppose you. As long as you live, just as I was present with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and confident and courageous. For you will give these people as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So he had all of that, and he was there. He was one of the people, one of the 70s that the spirit of Moses was on. So he knew. God promised him not only winning. God promised him not only being victorious. God said no man will be able to oppose. Freedom from every opposition. Freedom from every resistance. God said that. And God said, I give you possession. You have my abiding presence continually. And God said to him, only be strong. Be confident. Be courageous. And God gave a secret of how these three important ingredients that is needed to achieve his appointment is to achieve what God called him for to do. How it will be, it will gain these three things. It's embedded in the word of God. He said, be courageous in your obedience to do what I say. You will see that the word brings you prosperity. prosperity and success wherever you go. Why? Because it said, my word has gone forth out of my mouth. It shall not return back unto me void. It will accomplish its purpose and it will prosper. Either so it has been said. Isaiah 55:11. So the word is what makes to happen whatever God said it to do. The Holy Spirit will execute the word. Is that prosperity means that you will have results according to the word that I spoke to you. Success means accomplishing that which you set out to do. Every purpose will be performed. And he said, everything hinges on what you focus on. He said, the book of the law. You can read it on your own. Let it be your focus. I like Message Bible, how it rendered this. It said, you are going to lead these people to inherit the land that I promised to give their ancestors, given everything you have, heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you, every bit of it. Don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you are going. Reaching your goal. You declare yourself as an achiever or as somebody that accomplished something because you reach your goal in life. Your dream becomes a reality. And the word of the Lord said, don't get off track. Whether left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you are going. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of your mind. Ponder and meditate on it a day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you will get where you are going. Then you will succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage, don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you everywhere, every step you take. God could say all of that to a man that was obedient and was practicing the word of the Lord and believed because he had seen his predecessor. But there was a hooded personality in his camp. A hooded personality that wants to stop destiny, that wants to kill and see people die, and he didn't even bat an eyelid. For the very first time in Joshua chapter number 7, when they went to go and fight against Ai, they failed. When they failed and 36 men were killed in the camp of a man that all the promise that God said no man will be able to oppose you, resist you. Every task that you set out to accomplish, they are realizable to you. The same man just met with defeat and failure, but he was unaware there was a hooded man in his camp. There are hooded men in businesses, hooded men in careers, hooded men in church, hooded men. Beloved, in the up front, it was the hooded man within the family. So the word of the Lord says, are defeated by a little city eye. The men of Ai killed 36, chased them from the city gate as far as the quarries, because God was not there with them, because there was a wounded person that has done atrocities. Beloved, they killed them at the descent. And the people's hearts failed them. They were distressed. Even their leader, that all the promise, Joshua, ripped his clothes and he fell on his face to the ground and began to prostrate until evening. He stayed there. A man that wants to know why. That is why when you want to know why, you don't try to look for a quick fix and run away. You worship in shimmy prayer and you leave. And God did not speak, and then you are gone. And you are gone. But you can spend 5 hours trying to moan about the same thing, telling the same story all the time, and you are not fed up. If you are fed up enough, God is saying, you want to find out why. Why is it? Joshua, prostrated before the Lord until evening. He stood there from morning till evening. Beloved, and Joshua said, oh, why, Master, why did you insist on bringing these people across Jordan to make us victims of the Amorites, to wipe us out? Why didn't we just settle down on the east side of the Jordan? That was our last point of victory. The Jordan River parted before them, and now a little eye that has heard about their victory was able to defeat them. When other nations are afraid of them, beloved, he said, Master, what can I say after this? After Israel has been run off by its enemies, when the Canaanites and all the other living here get wind of this, what is it that I'm going to say? They will gang up on us and make short work of us, and then how will you keep up your reputation? He was talking about God's reputation, not his own. I'm not looking at the feel-good factor. But these people are your people. I'm just a servant of yours. What do you want men to think about you? And God said, get up. Why are you grumbling? Israel has seen there are wounded bodies among them. There are wounded persons among families. There are wounded people. Beloved, he said, Israel has seen them broken the covenant and commanded them. They've taken forbidden plunder, stolen, and then covered up the theft, squirreling it away with their own stuff. The people of Israel can no longer look their enemies in the eye. They themselves are plunder. I can't continue with you if you don't rid yourself of the costing. There was a hooded man that has taken an accosting and planted it into the ground and sponsored their defeat and their destruction. And all of those funny, crazy people that gave themselves to do wickedly and wicked, that is why anybody can go and bury a dead animal or a living animal, or bury something, or build a coffin and put it under the earth. Because they know that everybody walks through the earth. That is why they put objects under the earth, so that they can sponsor death, destruction and disaster, defeat and sickness. And the word of the Lord, the first thing in the morning, you will call up by the tribes. The tribe God names will come up by their clan. Clan God names will come up by their family. And the family God names will come up man by man. The person found with the costings will be born, he and everything he has, because he broke God's covenant and did this despicable thing in Israel. Joshua was up at the crack of dawn. He would never imagine that the wounded personality is close. It's a close ally. It's a member. If anybody go and join any occultic group to waste life, if any personality go and put their hand into the mess and break covenant and see people dying and see life being wasted, people oppressed and afflicted, their wound must be uncovered. Whether crack of dawn, when he called everybody out, he probably would not think he would be looking at somebody among the other clan. He didn't know that the enemy was a close ally. And only for him to find out that it was Achan. He called him his son. My son, give glory to God, the God of Israel. Make your confession to him. Tell me what you did. Don't keep back anything from me. He said, I have sinned against God, the God of Israel. This is how I did it. And he began to describe what he did. And Joshua set off messengers. They ran to the tent. And there it was, buried in the tent with the silver at the bottom. What was profitable for you because of the money, because of the gain, you decide to waste life because there are your robots that you can use. You want to mess with the life of man. Beloved, they got everything that he has stolen. And Joshua took Achan as they spread everything that he has hidden on the earth, that spoke what was buried in the earth, was also 36 dead among God's people. Innocent men that were fighting for their nation, their strong men were wasted 36. Joshua took Achan, the son of Sarah, took everything that he has taken to pollute the camp. And what did he say? He said he took the silver, the robe, the gold bar, his sons and daughters, his ox, donkey, sheep, and tent, everything connected with him. All Israel was there. They led them up to the valley of Achor, which is a troubled valley. And Joshua said, why have you troubled us? God, we now trouble you today. And all Israel stoned him, burned him with fire, and stoned him with stones. They piled a huge pile of stones over him. He's still there, even unto today. Beloved, when that happened, you can be sure that nobody will ever do it again. And if you think that is just the Old Testament, why are we looking at the Old Testament to pray against the wounded personalities? The word of the Lord help us to see. In the same way, while the Ananias and the Sapphiras, men that love their stuff more than their God, those personalities, they connived together, husband and wife, to come with deceptiveness. Nobody forced you to give. When you are giving, for example, when you are giving your tithes, you know it is your tithe. When you are giving your offering, it is offering. Don't call your offering tithe. That would be deceptive. So they connived together. They sold a piece of land in Acts chapter number 5. And they kept part of the price for themselves. And then they brought the rest to the apostles and made an offering of it. They didn't force you. If they said, this is part of what we have, they wouldn't have had any problem. It's because they were behaving like wounded personality in the church. And that is how God exposed the Peter, told Ananias, how did the spirit of Satan enter into you that make you to lie to the Holy Spirit? The devil is the father of all lies. That was the foul spirit that was at work in Achan. Father of all lies. And that is where the word of the Lord will say, he said, some people are of their fathers, the devil. John chapter number 8. Beloved, devil is what make a man to wear a hood on his own head. Beloved, verse number 44. God spoke and said, you are from your father the devil, and all you want to do is please him. He was a killer from the very start. He couldn't stand the truth because there wasn't a shred of truth in him. When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his plain nature and fills the world with lies. I arrive on the scene, tell you the plain truth, and you refuse to have a thing to do with me. Can any one of you convict me of a single misleading word, a single sinful act? But if I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Anyone on God's side, listen to God's word. This is why you are not listening, because you are not on the side of the law. So when that false spirit comes in, this spirit is a wounded spirit. The eyes is the only thing we see. Everything is covered. And God said that there is nothing covered that will not be revealed. So you see that the secret of Achan, beloved, was exposed. You see God exposing the Ananias and the Sapphira. But we don't have to die if there is repentance. But there are personalities who are, there are two categories of people. There are personalities that will come clean. There are personalities that will not, because their mind is made up and they just want to be wasted because they are bent on carrying out their atrocities. And beloved, in the process, they will die. And that is why you are going to pray this singular prayer, and this meeting will finish today because we have a church service. I want you to say, you are a friend. You are a family member. You are a colleague. You are somebody that I know. But you have turned yourself to the wounded enemy to waste my life, to trouble my destiny, to afflict me and to oppress me. What are you waiting for? Let your secret be out. Let every wounded enemy troubling my destiny, troubling my life, troubling the church be exposed now. Oh God, arise. Expose every wounded personality, every personality that engages the spirit of the devil, every deceptive enemy conniving with the devil against my life.
out after the order of Zacharias and Ananias, after the orders even of Achan. I command your exposure. I decree your judgment. I decree your judgment. I command your exposure. Every wounded personality be in contention against life of any prevailer, behind the sickness of any prevailer, behind any challenges in the life of any prevailer, behind the stubborn a problem in the life of any prevailer, be exposed now in the name of Jesus. The Lord of us expose you. The Ancient of Days expose you. The Lion of the tribe of Judah expose you. Ilabioto denglacustososa zepriandegekusoto ilabioto legekustososia. There is no hiding place for the wicked. Therefore, I decree the fire and the power of God. I command the release of God's word that makes it impossible for the wicked to hide under satanic wood, under any dark wood.
And it's called this
Yoruba language of the position of the fellow in that demonic occultic group. Beloved, the truth of the matter is, they don't look like destructive things, but they may demand, because they are drinkers of blood and eaters of flesh. So you are not permitted to be a sacrifice. They can't turn blood to tea that they are drinking. That is why you are saying, any personality in my home that has joined with Lodge and joined Freemason and joined any satanic demonic cult where they are making demand for my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let your secret be out. Let your secret be out. I will not be buried to satisfy your curiosity. My life is not permitted to be wasted. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I shall not be buried for you to maintain your status. I shall not be buried. My destiny will not be buried for you to maintain your status in the demonic occultic world. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, anybody that wants me to be buried must be buried in my stead. Anybody that wants to stop my destiny must be stopped in life. They were planning against Jeremiah, but God showed it to him. They would have wasted him. They said, how can we stop him? How is it that we can murder him? What has he done? You don't need to do anything. They thought they want to turn him to meat in their demonic occultic place. They said, let us destroy this man and all his messages. They said, let us kill him so that his name will be forever forgotten. You want to make the prevailer's name to be forgotten? You are a liar. Any personality engaged by the devil to waste the life of the prevailer, or any prevailer for that matter, in order for them to rise in that demonic occultic group, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me whether you are a large Freemason witchcraft, whether you are a sorcerer, a diviner, whether you are a Satanist, whether you are even a stargazer, whether you are a spiritist anywhere, any personality that is part of a woman that says anybody has to die in the prevailer's church network, prevailer's church prayer network, any personality that says that our destiny must go down, that our dream must not be realized, every arrow of distress, every arrow of satanic opposition, backfire now on your son. Backfire, 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 backfire now, backfire, backfire now, backfire, backfire now, in the name of Jesus. It's the piazza of the earth. Any personality opposing and troubling the prevailers that has spoken to dust, use dust to release a curse on any personality in this commission. I decree, let that dust turn to fire and backfire, blow back in your direction. I command the east wind of God, the west wind of God, the north wind of God, the south wind of God, to blow back the dust of fire against any wicked personality, any satanic demonic agent, any demonic power, risen against this commission, risen against our people, risen against our leader, in the mighty name of Jesus. Isopia Atuata, you are swallowed up riches. The Lord will cast it out of your belly. You shall vomit them. Every destiny swallowed up. Every life swallowed up. Every riches that belongs to the prevailer swallowed up. Every opportunity that belongs to the prevailer that is swallowed up. Everything that God has given to any prevailer and a leader that is in the belly of any fish, that is in the belly of any man, that is in the belly of the mind, that is in the belly of demonic family secret, that is in the belly of any demonic habitation, or any that is in the belly of the earth somewhere, that is in the belly of any demonic covenant, be vomited by fire, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Any personality sent by hell, a demonic satanic agent, to come and test the power of God in this commission, I decree a release of God's judgment, an irrecoverable infirmity upon your life now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Any personality pointing evil at to this commission, a leader and a member, let your finger wither. Let the spirit of epileptic leprosy locate you without recovery. In the mighty name of Jesus, every satanic iron hand and iron lean and demonic agent sent by hell to stand and oppose the work of God through this ministry in the life of any prevailer, I decree, let the earth open up and swallow you after the order of Achan, after the order of Ananias and Sapphira, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. How dare you? You are of your father, the devil. So any personality anywhere who yoke themselves by agreement, by covenant, by oath with any demonic satanic personalities from any demonic satanic altar of the spiritists, of the magicians, of the occultic men who refuse to let go, why don't you make yourself a sacrifice? Why did you nominate others to be sacrificed? Therefore, because you shut your mouth, to end that life and making others a sacrifice, and you want to stay alive today by the authority of God's word, I decree that your life is taken from you after the order of Aaron, because Aaron was about one man, Jesus. He wanted to stop the star that was shining. He wanted to deny the world of those that God has designed, even denying me and other believers of an opportunity to know Christ. He wasted children under the year or two. Therefore, I decree and declare, every error of a man, errors of a woman that has shed blood to get strength, to get power, that has shed blood in order to be able to capture any prevailer, I decree your blood is going to be shed not many days from now. I declare the wolves will eat you up. The Lord will smite you by the sun. It will smite you by the moon. I command no way of escape for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I stand as the servant of the Most High God on this altar. I command a rescue for our destiny, a rescue for our lives. I command a rescue from this church. I command a rescue by the word of the Lord for this ministry. I command a rescue for us against every plotting of darkness, every evil dark powers of darkness. I declare we are rescued, we are delivered, we are set free, we are made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. For he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper, the Lord is our shade upon our right hand. Therefore no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling places. For the Lord be content with those who contended with us. Our children, the Most High God, we save. Those who come against us, they shall fall for our sake. On our behalf, they shall fall. When the enemy came against us in one way, it will flee before us, even in seven ways. When it comes in, like a flood, shall the Lord raise up a standard, an overwhelming flood that will destroy the wicked. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But I declare this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that the ancient of days that will cover us with his blood and under the shadow of his wing, we shall find refuge. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and he has given it as a covering for us. Therefore, 8,000 shall fall on our side, 10,000 on our right side, with our eyes, both for us and our children. We shall see the reward of the Lord and the reward of the wicked. No evil shall come near us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling places. The sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon smite us by night, for the Lord will deliver our soul. Therefore I command a supernatural rescue by the covenant of mercy upon every victim of oppression that has manifested as infirmity, that has manifested as sickness, that has manifested as cancer, that has manifested as oppression, that has manifested as harassment, that has manifested as joblessness, that has manifested as hopelessness, that has manifested as maleness, that has manifested as poverty, that has manifested as struggle and hardship, that has manifested as hopelessness and depression, that has manifested as destruction and distress, that has manifested as prolonged delay in marriage, that has manifested in instability in the home, that has manifested as rebellion. Lord. Your healing is permanent. Your recovery is total. Any one of you that is yoked with the enemy in any way, I decree every evil yoke of the devil in your life be exposed. I command that secret of the devil to be exposed now. It shall be impossible to go for you to go into self-destruction. Therefore, what you have eaten that is destroying you, become exposed, become exposed, become exposed, become exposed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I release the fire, the consuming fire of God, in the body of the seeker. Let every root of every tree growing infirmity of any sort, of any type, in the body of any one of you, let the fire of God locate it. Let it be rooted out by the axe of fire, and let it be burned to ashes in the name of Jesus. Anything broken, bad, damage in your body, I command it be repaired now by the power in the name of Jesus. Sister Jumoke, I decree that the message of God will hold up for you, for your healing, for your recovery, and for your wholeness this morning. In the name of Jesus. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and the hand of the Lord shall perform it. So we thank you today as we go to church, that your abiding presence will be known, and nothing hidden shall not be revealed. Everything that is hidden shall be revealed by the word of the Lord. And we thank you on this 13th day as we wait upon you. You will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings like an eagle. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. No good thing shall be withholden from us, for this is a glorious day for us. A day of joy, a day of gladness. For in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, our God. For we have prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now unto you, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Father and my God, who has called me and sent me to serve him as I serve his precious people. Unto you, who is the word that I speak? Unto you that expresses yourself through me by your Spirit. So unto you that perform your word that you have spoken to your servant, and execute your word that you have declared through your messenger. Unto you, O God, we return the glory. Unto you will return the honor. Unto you will return the praise this morning. For you will yet do exceeding abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I congratulate you.